Delilah whispered. Why, do you know where we are? Sandy pulled the car to a stop, turned toward Delilah. What's the matter? She asked when she saw the look on the girl's face. Delilah was staring out the front window, her eyes wide, her skin ashen. Delilah, what's the matter?
I think I saw something.
Sandy's eyes did a quick 360-degree turn. What did you see?
It looked like a hand.
What?
It looked like a human hand, Delilah said, her voice a shout. Oh, God, it looked like a hand.
She turned toward Sandy, her eyes brimming over with tears. Okay, calm down. Calm down, Sandy advised, though her own heart was beating so fast it felt as if it might take flight. Where do you think you saw it?
Back there, about 50 feet.
Sandy threw the car into reverse and slowly backed it up about 50 feet.
Keep going,
Delilah urged through tightly gritted teeth.
There.
Her hand shot to her right, her fingers slamming against the car window. She cried out, closing her eyes and burying her face in her lap.
Is it a body?
She asked as Sandy stopped the car and opened her door.
No, don't go out there.
Sandy said nothing as she slowly proceeded around the back of the car, her eyes warily searching the long grass at the side of the road, afraid of what they might find. At first, she saw nothing out of the ordinary. Grass, earth, some discarded half-eaten oranges, flies, lots of flies, and then a flash of something shiny reflected by the sun. A wedding ring, she realized, seeing the flesh around the ring and recognizing a human hand. Sandy's hand shot to her mouth in an effort not to scream as she stumbled back to the car. Do you have a cell phone? Please tell me you have a cell phone. Delilah quickly handed Sandy her cell.
What is it? What did you find?
Sandy pressed in 911. There's a woman's body lying by the side of the road, she informed the emergency operator as the color drained from Delilah's cheeks. No, I have no idea where I am. Somewhere out past Citrus Grove. She promised to stay on the line until the police arrived. Then she lowered the phone to her lap and gathered an increasingly distraught Delilah into her arms.
Is it Mrs. Hamilton?
I don't know. Sandy held the sobbing girl in her arms as they waited for the sheriff to arrive, trying to decide what would be worse, if the body they'd discovered was Fiona Hamilton, or if it wasn't.